Welcome to the Naturally Prosperous Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Tara Preston, founder of the Akashic Women's School, mentor to new paradigm leaders for over a decade, and teacher of divine prosperity consciousness. This podcast is dedicated to empowering women leaders around the world who desire to tap into their authentic feminine power for more money, magnetism, and of course, impact. It's a platform for women leaders wanting to embrace their natural abilities to create, lead, and flow, unlocking their inherent potential for prosperity and living in alignment with their truest selves. Because it's your birthright to flourish in the naturalness of the woman you were born to be. Thanks so much for being here. Let's dive in. Welcome to another episode of the Naturally Prosperous Woman. I am your host, Tara Preston, and today I am talking about leading from desire. As powerful, creative women, we absolutely have so much magic and creative possibility when we're able to clarify what the deeper desires are. The thing is that a lot of women I've seen, you know, over the last decade, they can get really stuck on what their desires are and the limitations around believing that money is actually there to serve and support their deeper desires as a sacred woman. So maybe this is you, right? And this is still to this day, you know, very much about the work that I'm doing is holding that deep space for women to step into their creative sexual power, right? Our ability to lead our lives on our terms. And where we often get stuck, where we often feel limitation, where we often feel scarcity, right? Which is inevitably all part of the illusion because we are divine beings, right? We are divine beings. We're gifted with an ability to co-create with the divine as divine beings, right? And so when we can come back to that deeper truth, when we can recalibrate to that and then realize that money is a resource, money is a supply, money is the provision from the divine to carry out the vision that we have for our lives, right? And so internally at a foundation level, it becomes really important to clarify what this is, right? And this is like one of the key components of stepping into our feminine leadership. It doesn't matter if you are a mom. It doesn't matter if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur. It does not matter. Feminine leadership like really requires the space to be, to dream, to clarify internally what we really, really want and who we're being called to be. Because that is the internal energetic alignment piece. What happens though is that we can feel really, we can have the brain override that, right? And the brain kind of fall into like going, pushing, doing, and like attachment to what it thinks that it wants or attachment to what it thinks that it wants for safety or security or survival. And then we disconnect from a true deeper superpower. So that's my message today. And it's one of my favorite pieces and it really works like magic, right? When you can sink into this and when you can, and there are a few magical ingredients. So I want to talk a little bit about that. This is truly a muscle that you start to develop when we really realize that we have so much divine and primal power, right? And how to access it and how to trust it to lead, that can be a big part of where sometimes we hold ourselves back. But to come back to this place of, you know, dropping in, just taking a moment to drop in with me. And this is something, you know, it's kind of beautiful. We're in this space of dream time during the January months here in Canada. It's, you know, the dark half of the year. So it is all about like, you know, feeling into what the vision is for the next cycle around the wheel of the year. Right? What do I desire? Like desire is like the spark of like creational energy, right? But desire alone won't do it. But we do have to, you know, take the time to feel into, to dream into what it is that you desire. Desire is the voice of the soul. It's our essence calling us into a new experience of ourselves so that our divinity can learn and grow and have the experiences here in the physical world that it really, really wants. And as divine beings, we have so much power. We have immense power, right? And if you just take a moment and just think about the power of the soul, right? And the power of our divinity and the power of God, and then take a look around at your 3D experience, right? And all of the illusion and scarcity and limitation and survival, and how we sometimes at a human level, all of a sudden feel so disempowered, so trapped, so limited. And we'll have varying degrees of that, right? But the truth is that our divinity is so much more powerful than any limitation that we could possibly feel within the scope of our experience. That was a key piece for me that I really had to get when I was pushing up against some income thresholds, and then also really having a deeper vision for my life, and knowing that more resources, more money was going to have to come into play for me to be able to expand into that. And so while it was about the money, it wasn't about the money. And it was kind of a key foundation piece on my journey. And I talk about foundation a lot. So really, truly, when we're talking about, you know, desires and leading from a place of desire and having money meet us at the level of our desires, we need to know what that looks like, right? We need to know what that looks like. And so it's not necessarily just, you know, having money meet us at the level of our desires, but also, you know, what our vision for our life is. When we start to drop into this piece of like our true, authentic vision for our lives, it really is like the scope of like the dream that you have for your life. You know, for me, it was, you know, I really wanted like a lot of freedom and space. I wanted to be in the country. I love having like a lot of resources to expand my own path for travel, right? We're kind of expanding on our 14 acres of land. So for me, that was like my authentic vision, right? And that's one of the key pieces is understanding what your authentic vision is, what your authentic idea of success is, right? Because that's where money's going to meet you. That's where provision's going to meet you. The deeper truth of who you're being called to be. My apologies. I've got a brand new phone here and I don't know some of the notifications I still need to turn off. So hopefully that won't bother us again. So clarifying your unique vision. And this is something that sometimes we have to spend some time with, mulling it over, moving through the layers, really kind of like exploring what our authentic vision is. And we only have to have a loose authentic vision, right? Because we're co-creating the desires of the soul, the yearning, the wants, like that's the clue. Like that's our soul pointing us in the right direction. So when we co-create, we're co-creating with the divine, and we need to leave a little bit of room for the divine to work the magic, right? Through the fibers of the manifestation process. Because ultimately, there can be things that are meant for us that are so much bigger than the framework that we have accessible to us. But leading our lives from that place of desire and having money meet us in that place, again, we're looking for clues. We're looking for like the energetic language of the soul to begin to point us in the right direction. So definitely spending some time with that. And the key is authentic, because it's our divinity speaking to us through the vision that we have for our lives, right? And anytime we have a deeper dream, deeper desires, right? None of that is meant to be withheld from us. None of it. It is there for a reason, right? It is our divinity speaking. It is meant for us. So we have to sometimes come back to and remember the power of our divine nature, the power of our primal nature, right? Those are often like two pieces that you know, that I talk about a lot, that I'm often helping women with in the scope of my work, is that marriage between the two. So we can lock in two very, very powerful components in our channel and how we get to create, lead, flow, and flourish in the new paradigm. So the other place that we want to look at is our vision, our desires, right? What do you desire? And when we're starting to tap into desire too, like is this, you know, the when we're tapping into the realm of the feminine, it's very often around like deeper intimacy, more pleasure, more nourishment, more connection, more spaciousness, more room for community, creativity, right? Like that's like so beautiful. And you want to give yourself full permission to acknowledge like what it is that you desire. Right. And really start to like, again, marinate in that, like follow the energy of like that creative spark that dwells within. We also want to look at what our needs are, right? Needs are like a big piece for women. And without identifying what our needs are and claiming our needs, it's really hard for money to meet us at the level of our needs. And we want money to meet us at the level of our needs so that we can build our capacity. Right? So that we're not just like scrimping by or we're only allowing enough. We want money to meet us at the level of our needs. Our needs are super important. And a lot of us haven't been taught to identify our needs, to claim our needs, and to advocate for our needs. I saw this really come into play with like massages, like on my entrepreneurial path, believe it or not. But it was really like, I was, you know, working with a money coach. This was many years ago. And she's like, well, what do you need? I was like, well, I need a haircut. And I need massages. I'm on my computer all the time. At that time I was, and my shoulders were, you know, sore. So she's like, okay, claim that. So here's one of the magical ingredients that I'm going to get to, right? So claim that and like command that money meet you in that place. So many women are still working in that paradigm of being a servant to money. Right. And then what is really entangled in that is like often like little girl kind of like servant patterns. Right. And so the paradigm that we're really switching up around that is that we get to command how money serves and supports us as a partner, as an ally. Right. So that we can take charge of our lives and start to move our lives in the direction of where we desire to go. And then we don't feel limited. Okay. So I'm going to keep talking. There's some, I think, really juicy pieces here. Come on over to the Facebook group. I actually am changing the name of the Facebook group from Evolutionary Woman Leader to The Naturally Prosperous Woman on Facebook. So I'll be changing the link, and also I'll place it below. But come on over. Share what this has sparked for you. Share any little nuggets. I would absolutely love to hear. So, and then, you know, finally, like wants, which are subtly different from desires. Wants are like sometimes simple in nature. Could just be like, you know, wanting more time for fun, right? Like I just really want more time for fun. I just really want, like for me, a want was having like a personal pleasure day. Like, I really wanted some space that was like just dedicated to me. Right? Like a want can be something simple. Like I'd really just like to be able to like get out and go for like desserts on Sunday with like my partner. Right? I just want that. It's fun. It lights me up. It brings me joy. Right? And so money is meant to meet us in all of these different aspects. But what often happens is we look at the money that we have available to us and then we decide what we can and can't have access to. And then we're living from a cup that is half full. We aren't living from that place of like that deep well of nourishment. And there is an art to this. There's an art to this. And it's kind of like, and the art really comes from, again, identifying the vision, desires, needs, wants, right? Getting the inner alignment pieces. Realizing that God wants to provide for us. Source, there is a source, there is a supply, there's the circulation of divine abundance on the planet, right, that wants to meet us in this place. And we need to be able to take responsibility for our lives, to step into our power, both divine power, personal power, primal power, which primal power is really just like understanding who we are as creative sexual beings. Right, divine power is our ability to choose. Personal power is our ability to choose, right, to dictate how we get to move our lives forward. And divine power is remembering who we are as divine beings and how powerful we are in our ability to manifest. Right, so we've got all these access portals to different aspects of our power. And it's enormous. It is enormous. You are a powerful woman. You are a powerful woman, right? And it's pivotal when I'm talking about, you know, where we sometimes feel really limited by money, or we're chasing money, or there's like not enough money, and how we are often not used to being able to command money into our experience, right? And we're often working out of more of the servant patterns, the little girl patterns, and how we have to really come into like our throne power, right? How can we command money to meet us in a place of what we need, want, desire, and what the vision is for our life? But I want to back it up a little bit. I was talking about, you know, what it means to like claim our needs, wants, and desires. So what can often happen is women will wait for permission to have what they need, want, desire, right? The vision for their lives. I've seen this happen a lot because we're unearthing a deeper truth for who we are and the experience that we want in our lives. And that can initiate a lot of change, sometimes subtle, sometimes a lot, right? And so inevitably when we do that, we'll start to influence the environment around us. And also when we identify what we want, it can bring a lot of clarity to what we don't want, right? And so we have to be able to acknowledge what we don't want and then be able to close that out, right? And sometimes that's more through conversations or more just through boundaries, because we're making space for what we need, want, desire, and the vision for our lives. And it's a journey. So I want to bring it back to the magical ingredients and this muscle of like working our creative power and having money work for us, partner with us, having money be an ally, right? So that we can essentially deepen into this sacred relationship with ourselves and money so that we can live life on our terms, right? As sacred women, as divine beings, this is a true power. The magical ingredient is that we have to stop waiting for permission. And we have to claim very powerfully these deeper aspects of who we are. No waiting for permission. And that's like an age old, like conditioned thing for the feminine. No waiting for permission. I want, this is mine. I deserve, I am worthy, right? And we claim it. So that's the spark. There's like a spark. So there's the feeling in and marinating in the vision and the desires. And we're just really like allowing ourselves to open up to it and enjoy that process, right? It's kind of like, it's like a little internal divine dance. There comes a time, and you can take your time with that and get to know those parts of yourself, right? That's between you, your essence, and the divine. But there comes a point where we need to claim it all. Claim it all, right? And then the spark happens. There's like this spark. It's like the egg and the sperm, the spark. And then we put the creative energy into motion, right? We put the creative energy into motion. As above, so below. As within, so without. We put the creative energy into motion. Egg and the sperm, our creative sexual energy can start to move in the direction of what we want to create. So then we start to move from a space of greater ease, right? We don't have to micromanage the process. We can start to trust how the creative energy wants to co-create through us, with us. And we're also working with the divine, right? We're working with the divine, the higher holy masculine. And then we're locking it in with the desires of our feminine soul. As above, so below, as within, so without. So we lock it in and we powerfully say yes to the deeper longings that we have for our life, right? And this is where we start to execute our creative power and where money and provision can start to show up on our behalf. Where money and provision can start to show up on our behalf. So it's like we go first and then money follows. Because we are powerful creative beings. We aren't limited by the 3D scope of what we see. We just buy into the illusion of that. And I'm definitely not talking about being irresponsible with like investments or money at all. I am talking about really understanding the immense power that you have to create from a deeper place, from a deeper power muscle, and to really have the resources, the people, the opportunities begin to meet you in that place. And they will, because there's a creative energy put into motion, the spark, right? The spark comes into play. So whatever it is that you're, wherever it is that you're at in this journey, maybe you need to take some time to clarify what that is, right? But really deepen in, really dig in. For some women, this is a brand new concept, right? Or maybe we've just become a little disconnected, so we need to make our way back to it. For others, you have the clarity. Now you need to give yourself permission, and you just need to claim it, right? And to realize too that your truth, your desires, your wants are really a gift. They are for the highest good of all. When you honor your divinity, when you honor your truth, even if it feels like it doesn't work for someone else, or you're going to need to take up more space, or you're going to need to say no to that so that you can say yes to the things that you deeply, deeply desire. And maybe there's a little bit of upheaval, or someone gets triggered by this new way of showing up, or the new boundary, or what it is that you really want. It's still for the highest good of all, because when you honor your deeper soul truth, right? How could it be wrong? Oftentimes when it's triggering other people, it's really just allowing them to see what wasn't working for them in the dynamic too, you know, and then there's a healing there and there's a clarity there, and they get to understand something that may not have been available for them either. So trust in the process, trust in the journey, trust in your vision and your desires to lead. It will not lead you astray. It is the most potent thing that you can do for yourself as a sacred woman who desires to break free in her life, right? And again, it does not matter who you are or what path you're following in this life. These are, you know, very foundation principles. So as you claim this for yourself, as you claim the higher vision, the desires, the wants, the needs, right? That's where the magic is. And then we command the money to show up for us. So it's like we have to rise in our power, stepping away from like the servant girl patterns and into our power. And then it is, the way opens, right? The way opens, things start pulling to us, but we also have to step into our power, right? And it's where's the inspired action? What is the most powerful thing that I can do from here to meet the energy of creative possibility, right? And sometimes and often that'll take us out of our comfort zone, right? Because when we say yes to our higher vision and our desires, our divinity is meant to expand us, to grow us, to bring us into a new embodied version of the truth of who we are. So there's like an alchemy, there's like a transformational journey. And this is where the Akashic Records are so brilliant. And also how I space hold, also the energetics of how I space hold and guide through that process of recalibrating to more of your power and more of that woman that you are becoming. Because we're also ultimately building capacity for the higher vision, right? For us showing up more powerfully, commanding money, building a new relationship with money and how money gets to serve and support us, and also building our capacity for holding more resources, holding more money, holding a bigger vision, right? There's a real alchemy, but the first step, especially if you're feeling stuck, right, is really identify what you want, what your desires are, what your vision is, and then claim it and look for how things start to open, how things start to flow, right? When we disconnect from our creative power, when we start to go into stagnation or we feel stuck or we're waiting for permission or we're in that place of should I, right? And we get all wishy-washy. That's not the power that we want to lead our lives from. And, you know, to be fair, we can have all kinds of reasons why showing up, you know, and accessing deeper levels of truth and then stepping into our power can be really scary. Absolutely. I've definitely been there. It's a lot of the work that I help powerful women do. So, you know, identifying if there is fear or resistance to claiming this for yourself, then, you know, identify and move through those layers. Like, what am I really afraid of, right? Where can I support myself through this, right? What do I need to know? Who do you need to reach out for support to, Well, thank you so much for joining me. If you're loving what I'm sharing with you here today, the Feminine Prosperity New Moon Portal might be for you. It's once a month group gatherings, all held in the Akashic Records with group Akashic Record clearing. And it's all really about coming into this new sacred relationship with ourselves, with money, the union templates, dropping into our primal and divine power, what it means to show up visibly, powerfully, and to manifest our vision from our feminine leadership. I'll leave the link below. If you're interested in booking a private session, you can email me, tara@tarapreston.com. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Hello, friend. Thanks for joining us this week. If you'd like to stay in touch, head on over to the Akashic Women's Community on Facebook group. Come share your takeaways, your insights, your reflections. I would absolutely love to hear. If you'd like to deepen into any part of this work, head on over to the akashicwomensschool.com/free-gift and grab the Akashic Radiant Womb Awakening and Clearing Morning Practice to start to sink into your feminine power. I'll talk to you soon.